Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st, 2021. 19 minutes past the hour. Now, let me see if I can get this working properly here. There's something I wanted to do. Let's see. Well, maybe it'll work properly here. We're getting a phone call here. We'll take the phone call momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, thank you all for having.
What's that?
The answer to your question, thank you all for having. How do you say it?
Oh, no, good guess, though. No, the question we still have out there is, what's a popular New Year's Eve tradition? Popular New Year's Eve tradition. We've got dance, drink, ball drop, fireworks, kissing, and countdown. We still don't have the number one answer, though. The popular New Year's Eve tradition. 740-383-9944. Now, here's what I was going to try. Let's see if this works. Well, apparently not so far. Oh, wait, I think I know the problem here. Let's back this up and try this again. Okay. There we go. Go ahead, caller.
I think some people like their New Year's resolutions down. Maybe not so much now, but years ago.
You know, they probably do. It's not on the list, but not a bad idea.
Okay.
Okay, we're still waiting for the number one answer here. Something people do on New Year's Eve. Well, what I was going to do there did not go along as planned. So we will try it again here. What's a popular New Year's Eve tradition? We've still got the number one answer here. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't know if it's very popular anymore, but we used to always go bowling on New Year's Eve.
Well, you know, I think the bowling alleys will be busy tonight. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the bowling alleys are still pretty busy on New Year's Eve. I think that's still a thing people like to do. Looking for a popular New Year's Eve tradition. We've got dance, drink, ball drop, fireworks, kissing, countdown. Still missing one answer. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try go to bed early.
No going to bed early.
Okay.
No going to bed early. Popular New Year's Eve tradition. Now let's try this again here. That's almost good. You know, we're going to have to find the original version of that. I think the original version is really the one that people remember. Those all sound a little funny, to be honest with you. Let's see if we can find the original version here. All right. I think this is it. My goodness gracious. Okay, we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe have family over for a get-together.
No family over for a get-together. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Okay, I think this is what we want. Okay, let's try this one more time. Oh, there it is. This is what everybody will be listening to tonight. Without question. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
Make a New Year's Eve toast.
That's it. Number one. It was number three last time, and nobody guessed it. Yes, the New Year's Eve toast. You got it.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Yes, that wraps up those seven popular New Year's Eve traditions. It was make a toast, dance, drink, ball drop, fireworks, kissing, and a countdown. Those were the seven answers. All right, let's move on to the next category here. I think the next category's got quite a few answers as well. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. 8 answers in this category. What is a New Year's symbol? How about that? A symbol of New Year's. We've got 8 of them here. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I hate to butt in on the new thing to guess on, but, you know, I had to let you know this. You know, it took me, I don't know how long, but there's a few people that call in down the West End there. I never knew there was a subway out there at 5 Points there at Kenton Avenue and where that gas filling station is. I wanted a sub one day, and I looked down through the book there to get the number to call, and they said one there on Center Street. And I thought, you know, I've lived here all my life, and I never knew a subway was down on Center Street, but right there at that gas stop or whatever it is at the end of David Street in there. I just thought I'd pass that on to listeners. Maybe I'm not the only one that never knew that, but I'll tell you, I used to frequent that area all the time. I don't know how long it's really been there, but I sure like it. I don't have to go out through the big strip out there on 95 to those places to get a sub. So
there's a subway out there in the gas station?
Yeah, right. They added it on right to the gas station, yes. What is it, Motomart?
Yeah, I think it is out there. Yeah, Monomart.
Did you know that, Scott?
No, I didn't know that was out there.
Well, you know the visual look at Motomart when you go in there. Remember they used to have a car wash there, too. It's on that end towards David Street where that subway is there. Boy, the woman that works there, she's really a nice, well, a lot of people like to know and eat subs like myself every once in a while, but boy, is that a handy place to go get a sub.
You know, there's a lot of stuff down here on Bell Fountain Avenue, kind of like Main Street, that people don't really know about, but there's a lot of good stuff.
Well, Subway, that's a big name, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that gas station...
About the Marion area, well, I never knew there was a Subway down in our so-called old end when I grew up. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, there you go. Subway out there at the Motomart. I did not know that. You know, there's a lot of businesses down Bell Fountain Avenue that I don't get over to very often because I don't live on that side of town, but very, very popular place. You know, Dino's is over there. It's been over there forever. That gas station with the subway. A lot of things. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say that New Year's ball there in Times Square.
Ball is the number one answer. You got it.
Okay.
All right, we're looking for New Year's symbols. The ball is number one. We have 7 others. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A symbol of New Year's. Does anybody know? Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. What is a symbol of New Year's? I tell you, I don't know what a symbol of 2022 is going to be. People will have those glasses and things on. I know that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I don't know if anybody else is having problems, but I'm having a little problem with reception getting you guys in.
Right, it could be the weather. It's It's kind of funny.
I have to keep moving my antenna.
Well, I tell you, the temperature's going up, and the other day it did that. When the temperature goes up and down, it's hectic on the reception.
I mean, I can keep you in, just move the antenna a little bit, it comes back in, but...
Yeah. Now, how far do you live from the station?
I live on Henry Street.
Henry Street. So a little ways out.
Yeah, it's still in town, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably just the... have you had that trouble before?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when the weather heats up, which apparently today is going to be a warm day, when the weather changes like that, it wreaks havoc with the FM signal.
Yeah, it's not to where, you know, I can't listen to it because, you know, I just move it a little bit and it comes back in, but...
Yeah, it's hopefully... When we get a nice, consistent temperature... You know, I tell you, the other night, was it Sunday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night? It was doing that as well because the temperature went up, and when that temperature changes, it causes a weird thing in the ionosphere.
That's funny, isn't it?
It is. It's weird how that all works.
I have an antenna for TV, too, and it does the same thing with that, too. It affects that.
Yeah, well, you know, I have that at home, too, because basically I watch all my... programs on the antenna now, and sometimes I can get 28 in, and sometimes I can get 6 in, and sometimes I can't. It seems to be all depending on the weather.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the other night it was doing that, was it? I think it was Sunday night when the temperature warmed up so much. All right, what is a New Year's symbol? We've got the ball drop. We've still got 7 others to go here. A New Year's symbol. All right, let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Father Time and Baby New Year.
Let's see here. Baby New Year is number 2 on the list, and Father Time is number 5. You got it.
Okay.
All right, both of them on the list. Baby New Year and Father Time. Baby New Year number 2. Father Time, number 5. A New Year's symbol. That's what we're looking for, a New Year's symbol. 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know what a symbol of New Year's is? Which we are at here. Alrighty. Father Time. Wonder why Father Time is a symbol of New Year's. Now, Baby New Year, I get. We don't see a lot of Baby New Year anymore, do we? I don't see it very often. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Carol says confetti.
Confetti. You know, that's a really good one. It's not on the list, but I'd go for that.
Oh, my goodness. Tons and tons of it, they said.
Pounds. Pounds and pounds.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, confetti's a good one, and not on the list, oddly enough. A symbol for New Year's. That's what we're looking for. A symbol for New Year's. We've got the ball drop. We've got the Baby New Year. We've got Father Time. Still 5 left to go. A symbol of New Year's. What is a symbol in your mind of New Year's? 740-383-9944. 32 and a half minutes past the hour here. Getaway Friday. Last day of the year. Last day of 2021 there ever will be. All right, let's see if this person's got the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, Angie would be a symbol of New Year's, wouldn't she? I haven't heard her name mentioned very long. How's things going on with Angie?
Oh, things are good. She's been busy with the holidays and things going on, but she's been fine. We'll be back. She'll be back next Friday night.
Okay. I was just wondering, did she fix you any New Year's cookies?
You know, I'll tell you, let's see, what did she make? She made some of the puppy chow, and she did make some cookies for Christmas. Now, I haven't had any New Year's cookies.
Oh, puppy chow, my goodness gracious. My wife used to work at Quaker Oats in the lab where they made the puppy food. I didn't know you ate that.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're starving, you got to go for whatever's there.
Yeah, yeah, well, and here... and being hand fed to you, that's a differential too.
That is, you know how it a display is everything.
You're like a baby who was born with a golden spoon in your mouth, right?
That's exactly right. Thanks for calling. All right, 740-383-9944, a New Year's symbol. We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, father time, still don't have the other five. New Year's symbol, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what a symbol of New Year's is? Let's see, when you go to the store, what do you see that's supposed to be in representation of the new year? Go ahead, caller.
How about they shoot fireworks off?
Fireworks, number 6 on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Fireworks shows up at number 6 on the list. What is a symbol of New Year's? A symbol of New Year's. Ball drop? Baby New Year, Father Time, Fireworks. We've still got 4 answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Okie doke. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say champagne glasses. I don't know.
Champagne glasses, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Oh, okay.
People love their champagne on the New Year. So we've got the ball drop, baby New Year's, champagne glasses, father time, fireworks. Now we're moving. Go ahead, caller.
How about sauerkraut and pork?
No sauerkraut and pork, but a good guess. No sauerkraut and pork, but a good guess. A symbol of New Year's. Ball drop, baby New Year, champagne glasses, father time, fireworks. Still 3 answers left to go here. 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour here. New Year's Eve, 2021. Go ahead, caller.
Party hat.
Party hat, number 3 on the list. You got it. Party hats are a good symbol of New Year's, showing up at number 3 on the list. Well, we've still got 2 answers left here. What is a symbol of New Year's? Not the ball drop. Not baby New Year. Symbol of New Year's. Go ahead, caller.
What about noisemakers?
No noisemakers on the list. No noisemakers on the list. Ball drop. Baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, father time, fireworks. 2 answers left, a symbol of New Year's. Go ahead.
Well, how about the champagne bottle?
No champagne bottle. We got the glasses, but not the bottle.
I know it. We need that. Okay.
Thank you. No champagne bottle on the list. What is a symbol of New Year's? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about the confetti or the blowers they do, those noisemakers, you know, that make the noise?
Right. Well, no confetti or noisemakers, but a good guess.
Okay.
No confetti or noisemakers. We're looking for symbols of New Year's. Symbols of New Year's. Which 2 are we missing here? In your mind, when you think of New Year's, what do you think of? Go ahead, caller.
What about kissing and hugging?
No kissing and hugging on the list.
Well.
No kissing and hugging on the list. A symbol of New Year's. That's what we're looking for here, a symbol of New Year's. We've got the ball drop, the baby New Year, the party hat, the champagne glass, father time, fireworks. Still 2 answers left to go. A symbol of New Year's. What are those 2 answers?
I
All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller. All right, we're looking for a symbol of New Year's. Go ahead, caller.
An hourglass.
An hourglass. No hourglass, but that's a good one. Not an hourglass. Looking for a symbol of New Year's. It's about time to turn over that hourglass as we head into 2022. Two answers left. A symbol of New Year's. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about the 2022 showing up on the screen?
You know, no year on the screen, but boy, we see a lot of that.
Okay.
Thank you. Three twos this year. 2022. That's what we're headed into. Hey, there's four twos. Symbol of New Year's. What are the two that we are missing? 740-383-9944. A symbol of New Year's. Who's going to sneak in and get these final two answers? Which apparently are kind of elusive answers. You know, we had an hourglass. It's not an hourglass, but something close to it. So there was a guess there that was very close. A symbol of New Year's. 740-383-9944. What is a symbol of New Year's? Who has our answers? Now, not an hourglass, but there is something we'll all be looking at tonight, I'm sure. Everybody who's awake. Go ahead, caller.
Some people fill a pillowcase and put it out underneath their doormat.
They put a pillowcase under their doormat?
Yeah.
Now, why do you do that?
Well, some people do it for good luck. I don't know.
Oh.
I've never done it.
No, I never heard of that. What do you put in the pillowcase?
Well, I guess you could put money. That's what I've always heard.
So you put money in the pillowcase and you put it under the doormat?
Right.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard about that. Maybe we'll have to try it for good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I've never heard of that. You know, there are a lot of interesting traditions that revolve around New Year's, but I've never heard about that one. Putting money in a pillowcase and putting it under the doormat. Go ahead, caller.
How about the clock striking midnight?
Clock.
Says that, where the clock strikes midnight.
Yep, the clock is number 7 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, the clock shows up at number 7. There's still one answer left here. We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, father time, fireworks, clock. All right, go ahead. Well, let's see here. Well, we lost that one. One more answer to go. Looking for a symbol of New Year's. A symbol of New Year's. That's what we're looking for here. We've got 7 of the 8. Still one left to go. What is a symbol of New Year's as we head into 2022? Go ahead, caller.
A new calendar.
Yeah, well, you got to get one of those tomorrow, that's for sure. Not on the list, but a good guess. You got to throw out that old calendar today. A New Year's symbol. We got the ball drop, the baby New Year's. Go ahead, caller.
How about somebody hungover?
Well, that's a good sign of the new year. There's no doubt about that. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
That certainly is a sign of the new year, some hungover people, but not on this particular list. 17 minutes left to go in this particular hour here. Are we going to get the final symbol of New Year's? We've got the ball drop. Baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, father time, fireworks, clock. What is the final answer, the final symbol of New Year's? 740-383-9944 as we celebrate the passing of another year, what is the symbol of New Year's that we will all see or think about tonight? Now, is everybody going to take a nap today so they can make it to New Year's? I'm going to have to take a nap. You know, when you get up early to do the morning show here, if you're going to make it to New Year's in a good mood, you better take a nap at some point, or else you will be horribly exhausted by the time midnight comes around. What's the final symbol of New Year's? How good are you out there that we don't have yet? We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, Father Time, fireworks, and a clock. What is the symbol of New Year's that we are missing? 740-383-9944. Have we stumped all of you out there today in Radio Land? Could be. Some of these are very, very difficult questions. This one certainly is. Well, let's see here. A symbol of New Year's. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you think about it for a second. Somebody thinking. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about this thing, old Glenn Dillon?
You know, no, but I was hoping that would jog somebody's memory.
Okay.
Nope, a symbol of New Year's. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a band or music playing.
No band.
And never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot and days of lang syne.
Not really a song you'd want to hear all the time. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Yes.
What about just Times Square?
Not Times Square, but a good guess. Go ahead, caller.
The passing of the old year.
Not the passing of the old year, but a good guess. All right, we're looking for a symbol of New Year's. Well, I was hoping that old tune there would jog your memory. We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, Father Time, fireworks, clock. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say people toasting each other, but...
No toasting, but a good guess. Not people toasting each other. A symbol of the New Year. Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour, Friday, December 31st, 2021. Next time we get together, we'll be saying 2022. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about they just kiss?
No kissing, no. Kissing is not a symbol of the new year. Now, we had kissing as an answer for some questions this morning, but kissing apparently is not a symbol of the new year. New Year's symbols are the is the category we're involved with here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Guy Lombardo?
Not Guy Lombardo, but boy, he was there for a long time. Not Guy Lombardo. Does anybody remember where Guy Lombardo used to broadcast from? He had somebody down in Times Square, but he was not in Times Square. All right, a symbol of the new year. Oh, let's see if this person's got it. Go. Well, we lost that person. 10 minutes left till the top of the hour here. A new year's symbol. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bottle of champagne?
No bottle of champagne, but a good guess.
Okay. All right.
No bottle of champagne, but a very good guess. We're looking for a symbol of the new year. That's the category. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I think he started out at the Roosevelt Grill, I believe it was called, Guy Lombardo.
You know, that
back in 29.
Well, that could have been. Do you remember where he was the last few years?
It was at one of the big hotels.
Big hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah.
The old Waldorf Astoria.
Waldorf, okay. Yeah, that's where he was probably for the last 40 years.
You know, that people have totally forgotten that. It's kind of unbelievable that,
yeah.
You know, he was there. He was the New Year's symbol.
He was New Year's.
He was for a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Yep, Guy Lombardo was really New Year's for so long, broadcasting from the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. Looking for a New Year's symbol. We've got the ball drop. Baby New Year, party hat, champagne glasses, Father Time, fireworks, a clock. 9 minutes left to go, still waiting for that final symbol of New Year's. 740-383-9944, Old Guy Lombardo, in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, celebrating New Year's, as he did for so many years. Does anybody have the final answer? This is kind of a toughie, apparently. You know, trying to think of a little bit of a way to give a hint on this one. This is, it's definitely something you'll see a lot of tonight on New Year's Eve. Go ahead, caller.
How about noisemaker?
No noisemaker, but a good guess. No noisemaker. But you will... I'm positive tonight when the clock strikes midnight, you will see a lot of these. So I guess it's become a symbol of New Year's in the way. New Year's symbol is what we're looking for here. Are we going to get the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Well, maybe not everybody. Surely not everyone, but everybody's happy on New Year's pertaining to the television, you know.
That's for sure. Happiness is always something good to see. Not on the list, but you know, it's something everybody's happy for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Thank you. Happiness, not on the list, but tonight when that clock strikes midnight, you will see a lot of happiness. Lasts about 10 minutes, and then we move to bed for a lot of people. Or the parties break up, however that all goes. A symbol for New Year's. We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, Father Time, fireworks, a clock. What's the final answer? A symbol of New Year's. You know, New Year's gets so grouped with Christmas. I guess it's kind of hard, in a way, to separate New Year's out. Because it really is really packaged so closely to Christmas, 7 days after. A symbol of New Year's. Boy, I remember back to Guy Lombardo and the Waldorf Astoria. And then Dick Clark came in, and he became quite the symbol of New Year's for many, many years. I think Dick Clark did it for over 30 years. He was a staple. And now, who does it now? Well, a lot of channels do it now. I think a lot of people watch, who does Dick Clark now? Does Ryan Seacrest, is he the one who does the Dick Clark rockin' New Year's Eve? But I think a lot of the other channels do their own things. I think all the news channels, oddly enough, have started New Year's Eve things, which is kind of interesting. You would think news channels would not be all that interested in New Year's Eve, but they are. Does anybody know our final answer here? A New Year's symbol. We've got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, father time, fireworks, and a clock. Still one answer left, a symbol of New Year's. 5 minutes left to go in this segment. 740-383-9944. What is a symbol of New Year's? You know, I bet people who plan parties have to think about this a lot. As they get ready with their hats and their, what is it, table settings and napkins and posters and things like that. Can anybody think of what are on all those posters and napkins and glasses that they sell now and cups, a symbol of the new year? All right, go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost our caller. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944, a symbol of the new year. 2022, right around the corner here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say the writing Happy New Year's on stuff.
Not Happy New Year's, but a good guess. Not the phrase Happy New Year of its own. Something a little different than that. Got about 3.5 minutes to figure this out here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, with that, I forgot what I was going to say. My goodness gracious, I'm so happy I thought I had the answer.
Thought it was New Year's already.
Well, here's what it really is. Give us a hint. Is that before the ball drop or after the ball drop?
Well, you know, I tell you, the final answer, it's not really anything to do with the ball, but if you look at a lot of the napkins and hats and things like that that people sell, these are on them as a symbol of the new year.
Well, I thought I said the date there, and I was wrong one time.
Yeah, not the date, not the date. It's, they're on there every year. We see the confetti, and we see the year, and we see champagne glasses, but there's one other thing that's usually on those napkins and hats every year. A matter of fact, if you would go to the store right now and look at the glasses that people buy, these are usually on the glasses.
Well, I'm trying to stump there a little bit. Wait a minute. What did you say, Carol?
Usually on the glass.
Carol said a four-leaf clover.
Not a four-leaf clover, but it's a good guess. Try to picture those glasses in your head.
Usually on the glass.
Carol said a four-leaf clover.
All right. Now, think about the glasses and the napkins and... Usually, if there's a New Year's party and they put out a flyer, these are on there. Not the champagne glasses, not the year, not the date. But there's usually these, we see these all year round, but for some reason they end up on all the New Year's stuff. The New Year's paraphernalia. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
How about bells?
Not bells, but that's a good guess. Not bells, but we're getting closer. Not bells, but it's on all of the stuff. The napkins, the glasses, the brochures, the flyers. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say balloons, but the more you talk, I don't think so.
What'd you say?
Balloons.
Not balloons, but that's a good... I'll tell you, these are on some of the balloons. These are on a lot of the balloons. A lot of the balloons are shaped like these for New Year's. A lot of the balloons are shaped like these. A symbol of New Year's. 740-383-9944. What could it be? We got to be getting close to it now. Go ahead, caller.
No, I was going to say like sparkly stuff. No, when you talk that, I know it's not right. Okay.
Okay. No, not sparkly things, but a lot of the balloons for New Year's are shaped like this. What would that be? 740-383-9944. We got the ball drop, baby New Year, party hat, champagne glass, Father Time, fireworks, clock, a symbol of New Year's. Well, guess what? You're going to have to wait till noon to figure this out. Think about it for an hour. Yeah, a lot of people do that. Take one more call, and then we'll come back at 12:15 and try to figure all this out. All right. Well, maybe we'll... Well, then, remember a lot... Well, maybe the call. If that was you, call back really quick. 740-383-9944. A symbol of the New Year. What is it? One answer left. We still have... that's a good one, too. What is this symbol of the New Year that we've had trouble getting? If you look at the napkins, if you look at the plates, if you look at the glasses, if you look at the banners, they're always on those things. Go ahead, caller.
Hearts.
Hearts? Not hearts, but a good guess. Not a megaphone. Megaphone's a good one. All right, we're going to come back in an hour. Think about it. Go to the store. Look at some napkins. See what you can see. All right, go ahead, caller.
Bubbles.
Not bubbles. That's a good one, though. Not bubbles. Back in about 10 minutes with the pastor spot.
The first interview.
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair, you don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that, and I think you're a fair reporter.
Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH.